Welcome to Our Conversation Today. This special podcast episode is a presentation supported by and created on behalf of Lilly USA, LLC. The podcast presentation content has been reviewed for consistency with FDA guidelines and is not approved for continuing medical education credit. This podcast is not an endorsement for any specific medication or therapy modality. Our guests today are Javier Morales, MD, FACP, FACE, Vice President and Principal Trials Investigator at Advanced Internal Medicine Group in East Hills, New York, and Curtis Triplett, PharmD, CDCES, Associate Professor of Medicine, and a Clinical Assistant Professor of Pharmacy at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, Texas. Doctors Morales and Curtis Triplett are paid presenters for Lilly USA, LLC. And now, here's your host, Dr. Chad Wars.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm Chad Wers, the Chief Executive for the American Society of Consultant Pharmacists. We're a professional organization that represents pharmacists that work with older adults and complex patients across this great nation and the world. And today we're going to be discussing the financial burden some people living with diabetes face. I have alongside me Dr. Javier Morales and Dr. Curtis Triplett, who will be speaking more about this topic in depth. Dr. Morales, welcome to the program.
Chad, thanks for inviting me. My name is Javier Morales. I'm the Vice President and Principal Clinical Trials Investigator at Advanced Internal Medicine Group in East Hills, New York. I'm also the Associate Clinical Professor of Medicine at the Donald and Barbara Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell.
And hi, everyone. And thank you, Chad, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here on the podcast today. I'm Curtis Triplett. I'm a PharmD and a certified diabetes educator. I'm an associate professor at the University of Texas Health San Antonio, and I spend most of my time at the Texas Diabetes Institute, where I see patients with diabetes and work in research.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for being here. We know that managing diabetes can be very overwhelming at times for patients and for healthcare providers. On top of that, the healthcare system can be equally as complicated. Trying to manage their disease successfully in terms of getting the medications, understanding how to use them, and affording them is a real challenge for some patients. Can you talk about this a little bit?
Indeed, it is a problem managing these chronic medical conditions on a multitude of levels. For the first part, it's a matter of trying to select the appropriate medical therapies that ultimately lead to improved outcomes and improved survival. The other challenge that we have is whether or not there might be the involvement of a caregiver to help to facilitate and reinforce some of those very medication instructions that we provide to our patients, as well as home life situations. And finally, the elephant in the room is the direct financial constraints that patients may have with affordability of some of these very important life-saving medical therapies.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. One of the hardest things to see is patients who are obviously, and they want to take good care of themselves. They're doing the hard work of taking care of their diabetes or and other chronic diseases, and they're just not quite making it, especially for a life-saving medication such as insulin. You know, we all acknowledge that patients are rationing insulin, though we don't recommend it. It's against medical advice. It's happening in our community, and it's something that we need to acknowledge and try to overcome. We also want to understand that some patients are actually stopping medications. So they're just stopping it, and they're not telling us as healthcare providers. And the reason why they're doing it is they just simply cannot afford it. I live in San Antonio, Texas. It's only a couple hours from the border. And one of the other things that we're seeing a substantial amount now is that people are going across the border to get the medications. The medications are at very deep discounts compared to the United States. And I always say it like this, patients are willing to take that risk of quality because of the cost savings that they encounter. And that's unfortunate.
So Curtis, can I ask you, what kind of solutions have you offered your patients at the pharmacy counter in the past when encountering such challenges?
Yes, well, we've started to see some of the pharmaceutical companies really step up in this and recognize that there is a problem, and they're starting to do something about it. And some of this that we use extensively in San Antonio is the medication assistance programs, where people who qualify can get their medications sometimes for free. And what's happening is we're finding that a lot of our patients that we didn't think would qualify perhaps could. Also, for example, take Lilly. There's several solutions to address this, such as several unbranded versions of insulin. And secondary, there's a helpline that may offer a solution for some patients. And one of the things that we've kind of gone down with that line is we've actually referred a lot of our patients to the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, or for short, the LDSC. And for these patients, what we're actually doing is trying to send them to get better information about some of the Lilly diabetes medications and perhaps some of the care that they can get. This, along with a suite of solutions, may be helping thousands of people each month to better afford their Lilly insulin and non-insulin diabetes medicines.
Wow, that really sounds like an incredible resource that could be of significant value, more importantly, on the eyes of the patient. Now, in all the myriads of patients that you're seeing on a daily basis, how often are you really referring these patients to the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center?
Well, this is an important point, because the beauty of the LDSC is really that it's individualized for the patient. Again, this is a patient-focused line. I, as a pharmacist, or you as a healthcare provider, can't call in on behalf of the patient. I sometimes run into a lot of time constraints with my patients. And one of the things is that's why this is so nice. We can refer them to the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and they can help them potentially with out-of-pocket costs. For those that are on Lilly insulin, perhaps they're going to be able to help them if they're struggling to afford some of these Lilly insulin products. And as I always said, you know, hey, if you've already called in, never hurts to call back and ask them if there's now additional solutions available for you as a patient.
Curtis, that's really wonderful. And I think that the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center can be of significant help for my patients in clinical practice. But if I refer one of my patients and have them call the LDSC, what specific solutions would they expect to hear about?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we want them to try to find some solution. And the LDSC offers kind of a multifactorial approach. So one of them, of course, is options for immediate needs. So we've had a lot of change here in the United States recently, with a lot of more people being unemployed, and that happened all of a sudden out of the blue. So for these people have unavoidable immediate needs for Lilly insulin and non-insulin products, they may qualify for some of these immediate solutions. Also, if you look at other people, sometimes they're looking for a long-term saving solution. So what they're doing is struggling with the out-of-pocket costs month after month. And sometimes what they can do is they can actually go to the LDSC and they can recommend some personalized long-term solutions. One of the other things I think is important and kind of nice is Lilly is actually helping to take care of some free clinics. So if you call in, one of the things that you might find is if you're near a clinic, about 150 around the United States, it's possible you might be able to go to one of these clinics and actually pick up a Lilly insulin product for free from them. And last but not least, but there's a Lilly insulin value program. And this is a $35 copay card that's available to commercially insured and uninsured patients. Of course, we're not trying to hide anything from anyone. As with all programs, there are some terms and restrictions, such as government beneficiaries are excluded.
Well, it certainly sounds like that this is a really great resource, not only for patients, but for providers that are looking for solutions for their patients. So what kinds of patients have you been referring to the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center?
When I send people over, one of the things that I think about is who would most benefit from this service. Of course, I think it's worthwhile to send all of the people, but I tend to concentrate on people who cannot afford their medications. I'm really concerned about them and trying to lower their out-of-pocket costs. And the LDSC may help lower out-of-pocket costs for those taking Lilly insulin or non-insulin diabetes medicines. I find most of my success with patients who are one of those that have a deductible phase of like a high deductible commercial insurance plan. Perhaps there's somebody who doesn't have insurance coverage at all. Maybe it's someone who's going through that dreaded donut hole of their Medicare Part D plan. Or sometimes I'm finding that it's just people who tend to be on a lot of medications. Some of our diabetes patients have a lot of comorbidities, and more medications means I worry more about their ability to out of pocket afford their medications.
So I see that this is a really valuable program, and there's so much that's offered. How should I instruct my patients to contact the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, and what can they expect when they do call?
Well, it's a great question, and I think we should tell people up front, you know, let me give you the number. So the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center can be reached at 1-833-808-1234. So one more time, 1-833-808-1234. One of the things is that the patient is going to be contacted a representative, and that representative is going to have a confidential conversation with them, and they're going to try to figure out eligibility for different solutions based on that person's circumstances.
But if one of my patients decides to call the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, who would they be speaking with?
Well, that's a great question, and one of the most important things for them to remember is I can't tell them which healthcare professional it will be, but it will be a healthcare professional. And then after getting some of that information, they're going to talk through, again, that individualized solution that may be appropriate for the patient.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome. Patients need advocates. You both spoke eloquently about the need for patients to be advocates for themselves and for them to find advocates that can help them with their situation. We happen to be fortunate enough today to have a representative from the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center with us, and I'd like to introduce everybody to Maria. Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chad. It's great to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about your experience working for patients that are calling in to the LDSC?
Absolutely. As a registered nurse currently, and having worked in the medical field for about 14 years at this point in my life, I've worked in a number of direct patient care settings prior to coming to Eli Lilly, including long-term care, in-home care, and ICU care. And in those settings, I've helped to manage the day-to-day care of those who have had chronic illnesses, including medication management, of course. And so I really do understand how necessary it is for patients to have these life-sustaining medications to live as healthy and full of a life as possible. I've also witnessed the financial, the emotional, the physical, and the social constraints that having a chronic illness often places on patients and their families. All of the colleagues here in our program are medical professionals as well, registered nurses, pharmacists, all with similar backgrounds and experience, compassionate hearts. And because of my personal experiences, and I think I can attest to the other colleagues I work with as well, we all find our job here at the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center very rewarding, as we're providing customized solutions for patients and their families every day to get that cost down for their diabetic medications. I've had many patients actually contact us because they have either lost their prescription insurance coverage or their current health plan doesn't cover enough of the cost of the medication for it to be an affordable option for them, which, as you know, that's a no-go. I mean, they need their medication to survive. It's wonderful to be able to walk them through the solutions that we have to get their costs down, really hold their hand, explain the process, discuss the different solutions and see what works for them, what doesn't, send out those solutions to them to assist. I mean, people are very thankful and honestly very surprised at how helpful calling us ended up being because, you know, many times we're able to assist in significant ways in my experience. I know that by offering these solutions at times, we're literally saving lives. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that we can be a small part of that journey. And we would truly just encourage people to call our program because it's a really great program, in my opinion. And I think it benefits a lot of patients that are out there needing that help.
Well, thanks, Maria. I mean, it's clearly impressive, and it fills an incredible and critical gap in our healthcare system. You can tell based on your experience and what you've done in your career that you're certainly empathetic to the plight of patients, and that comes through. Being a pharmacist that works in long-term care and works with others in long-term care, I just appreciate where you've been and how you've dedicated yourself to patient care, and I appreciate you sharing your story.
Gee, Maria, it's incredible. On average, how many patients would you say you're able to help every month?
Oh, yes, we're definitely busy. The LDSC, which is, of course, the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center, along with Lilly's suite of solutions, is helping, I would say, thousands of people every month.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, one of the challenges that we're experiencing here is the fact that there are certain ethnicities that are growing in numbers in the United States, particularly the Asian population, and even to a much greater extent, the Spanish-speaking population. And it winds up being a big challenge for providers who are not fluent in these languages. But when these patients do need a little bit of help, and they do call the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, would they be offered help in the variety of languages that I've already described?
Thank you so much for your question, Javier. Yes, as a matter of fact, I sit a cubicle away from my coworker for whom English is a second language, and she's really our go-to for anyone needing help in Spanish. If she's not available, we can direct patients to a service that offers help in 170 different languages and counting. And what's great about that is that we do have patients that call us that don't speak Spanish, they speak another language, or again, if our Spanish interpreter is not available, we can quickly, relatively quickly get a translator on the line to assist with our call. And it's a wonderful service because we really are addressing the needs of those who need it, who may not speak English, but certainly we want to be able to help them.
Gee, Maria, that's really wonderful. I think it's really encouraging and commendable that Lilly does offer such a service that is able to help our patients in many different ways.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that, with Dr. Morales and Maria, that one of the things that we're finding is that every time we've used the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center line, people just seem to have good feedback about it. They really felt that the Lilly people are trying, such as Maria, are really trying to help and find something that will help them to decrease cost or get the medications in their hands. And as we know, really their success makes all of this more successful. And we're very busy. So as healthcare professionals, we just don't have time to go through all the complex nuances that are out there for patients. So it really is nice that it puts the power in the patient's hands in order for them to move forward and get some of this information.
Maria, just as a parting thought, there are probably people out there that have been listening, some of which are probably dialing that number right now, but there's probably some other people that are thinking about calling. So what would you say to patients who are out there listening to the podcast today?
Oh, I would absolutely encourage patients that are taking a Lilly insulin and, you know, having a hard time affording it or just looking to get the costs down to pick up the phone and have a conversation with us. I mean, it's completely confidential. We certainly take protecting the privacy of our callers very seriously. And so certainly for one, I would say call us. If you need help, call us. We want to help. Secondly, I would certainly actually even advise all healthcare providers who are tuned in to encourage their patients to use this resource if it makes sense for their situation. Because here at the LDSC, we have the opportunity to help. And we know, you know, every patient deserves to get the help that they need. And again, we want to help. So please spread this information, notify your colleagues of this resource. That way they can start using it in their practice as well. We look forward to helping. So please have your patients call us if they need it or want it.
Well, this has been great, and I want to thank Dr. Morales, Dr. Triplett, and Maria for sharing all this information today about the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center. And for patients who now have a potential solution when they're prescribed insulins and they're having difficulty affording those medications. So as we've heard, this helpline has the potential to help thousands of people living with diabetes. So thank you, all of you, for what you do for your patients, and thank you for being there for patients.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, this certainly is something that is worthwhile looking into for patients and referring from healthcare professionals. And thank you so much for allowing me to come and speak with the audience today.
Chad and Curtis, thanks so much for having me join you guys for this podcast. Even more importantly, thank you for enlightening me to the services offered through Lilly Diabetes. And I think it's really wonderful that our patients have a resource that's readily available if they need it to help them along during their journey with diabetes.
And thank you so much for allowing me to come on and share my experience of the program. I thank you for letting me be here, and I'm glad to be able to share my experience and help those who are needing it, encourage them to call us.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. We have certainly explored some areas where there's some solutions for people that have trouble affording their medications. And the Lilly Diabetes Solution Center is one of those answers. So please take down the information, talk to your providers and your doctors about what solutions are out there and available to you. And we certainly appreciate your attention today on this podcast.